Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Honey. How can I help you today?
Hi. My name's Michelle. I'm calling for John's Cleaning Co. I believe I updated you guys with our new phone number recently.
Mm-hmm.
I called it. Do you have my account pulled up?
Yes, yes. Just to confirm, this is Michelle Senior from John's Cleaning, right? Yes. I have your account pulled up. How can I help you today, Michelle?
I wanted to change my some stuff on my website, and I remember it,
mm-hmm.
it was a few years ago when we set this up. So I just
mm-hmm.
I remember like I could do it myself, but I didn't remember exactly how. With that.
Yeah, sure. So, yes, you can actually make changes on your website by going through your dashboard. So, I'm going to go ahead and send you an email. So, this
sorry,
will allow you...
I've got two little ones here, so just you might hear some background noise. Just
oh, it's okay. It's totally fine. I've got boys. My youngest is 3, so...
Okay.
I totally
yeah,
feel you.
Quiet, but sometimes it's difficult.
It's all right. So I'll go ahead and I actually sent it already. You should be getting it anytime soon. So the title of the email will be I thought I sent it. Let me redo it. Login credentials. There you go. Send the email.
Do you want a water?
Okay. So I just sent you the email. It would say login credentials to your advanced reporting. And then I will also text you.
Okay.
Let me see. Which number would you like me to send a text to? Here at the 5538?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. For some reason, the 5538 is not added. Let me see, just click here so I can text you. Oh, it is actually the business line. Okay, let me just add it here in the settings very quick.
Okay. Then the other number, I don't know which other number you have, the 573-9732. That's our old business number. It's been disconnected. So if you see that anywhere, you can delete it.
Oh, okay. Let me go ahead and do that.
Okay.
So the new business number is 925-435-5538, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, gotcha. Let me just update it here. Can I place you on hold very quick? I'll just go ahead and update information here in your system, okay?
Oh.
All right, thank you. I'll just put myself on mute, but I'll be right here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's my username.
Yes, the phone number, that's going to be the username.
Okay, yeah, I was like, can I put my email address in? And then I was like, okay, maybe this is John's Cleaning Co. I was like, I don't remember this. So, yeah. Are you going to change my username then to my new phone number?
Yes, I will be submitting this one to our team to update your information.
Okay, so once you do that, right now I'm having an issue with my Yelp because we like moved, but so for them to put my city now, I have to update it with my website. So I'm wondering, am I going to be able to log in with the phone number now and make the change real quick? Or is it going to be confusing because you're, like, trying to change my login?
No, you can actually do it. Try to log in the 9734, the old one. It should allow you to log in.
Okay. Log into your account and then my online. Okay.
And then I'll also send you a my site tutorial. So this will allow you to make edits on your website.
Okay.
Oh, 5538. Yeah, I sent it to that number.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Okay, remember me. Okay, cool. Business info.
Are you able to get it?
Yeah. Okay, I have a question. On here, for business info, I just logged in and I'm looking and it says business info. And then you guys have on there, that's not our business. We have like a business mailbox that we use, but this has our like home address. If this isn't visible to other people, right? This is just for you guys?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and then you guys, is that normal that you guys are supposed to have the home address, not the mailbox or business? Because we're a cleaning service, so we don't have like a location mailbox that we use for business stuff. But we don't normally put our home address on like our business stuff unless we have to.
Yes, we don't actually, don't worry, because we don't actually like share information that is just basically for your view. For our records as well.
Okay.
Oh, yes, I can.
Yes.
Okay, but can I change this to the business mailbox? Or do you guys have to keep it here as this?
You may go ahead and change it.
Okay. And do I need to do this myself right here? Or are you going to do that? Because that's not really the website, right? That's just...
Hey, stop yelling. Stop fighting. Ruby, you have your own. Stop it. You have the pink and yellow one. You have your funny guy right here. Look. Rex has the blue one, and you have the pink one. See your pink? Sorry. Okay.
Hey, it's okay.
Okay, so... Sorry, back to what I was saying. What do I need to do? Am I going to tell you our business address and you're going to change it? Or is there something that I need to do on my end on the internet here to change that?
Yes, you can go ahead and do the change there. Please go to business information.
Do I click on this one at account settings?
Oh, by the way, what are you using to, what do you use to go ahead and open the dashboard? Are you using?
I'm on my phone on Safari.
Okay, on Safari, okay. So you have to go ahead and go ahead on the, I think it's on the upper right side corner, I believe. Or upper left, but there should be like three dots over there.
Oh, there's a three line.
Three lines. Okay. Can you go ahead and click that one and see if you can find business info?
Business info. Got it.
Okay. Go ahead and click that one.
Okay. And I can change my address right there.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Look, it says warning. Changes to your core business information, such as business name, address, phone number, or Google categories, could possibly trigger a PIN re-verification process through Google.
I don't want to do that. You may go ahead and disregard that one because we are only, like, hosting services for you, which means whatever, like, for example, if you do, like, the change there, it will not sync on the, how do you call that one? It will not update the Google listing. You will have to go to the listing directly. It is because we're only hosting services for you. Would you be interested in reactivating the services, like the SEO?
Oh, no, not at this time.
I see. So, yes, that's the case. You will need to go ahead and go to your Google listing directly. You have to access it, and then you can make the edits from there.
Okay. So I don't need to change it here, really, anyways. That's fine.
Yes. So also, when you go ahead and make edits on your website, please make sure that you open the website editor on a laptop, a desktop, or a tablet.
Okay. Okay, Ruby. Okay, so.
Sorry, Ruby, you can't play it.
Okay, so we moved our home address, but the business, like, to the East Bay. But for personal reasons, we're leaving our business mailbox in San Francisco right now, and we can't. So I'm not going to be able to, like, do another Google verification with my old San Francisco address right now. So we're having, so I just want to make sure I don't do anything that's going to, like, trigger that. Otherwise, like... Because we have to just, we're trying to just get organized some things before we can, like, officially move and use the East Bay address for this. So right now we're kind of like, we moved over here and we're trying to get our new leads over here, but, like, we can't move our official, stop, Ruby, we can't move our official address over here yet, so...
But you are still doing business in the old address.
Yeah, we're still doing business in San Francisco. We just don't want... Ruby, why are you crying? Hold on a moment.
Okay, I didn't. I turned it back on for you. I'm trying to turn this on for you, and you can watch your video while I'm on the phone. So I don't know why you're crying.
Because you were going...
Oh, my gosh. Why is it doing this? Okay, here. I put the volume up. Does that make you happy? Okay. So, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, my gosh. What is it? I think she needs to go back to sleep. Ruby, I need to speak to this. I need to speak to this lady without you crying and whining in the background, baby. I'm almost done with the phone call, okay? Okay? Okay. So, I'm sorry. Are you following me?
Yes, I am.
So, I'm trying to basically get it so we can get our leads over here. We're still servicing San Francisco. It's just an hour away, so we're still driving. We're commuting, but, like, we're trying to, like, get more business over here. And but I don't want to trigger, like, a Google re-verification or something, because then we're going to have to be, like, they need to verify your home address, and you're supposed to be, like, you videotape yourself and do all this stuff. So, like, we kind of need to, like, hang on to that old address right now, because that's where our business is kind of, like, officially still at. So
I have a question. How far is your current home, the new home, from the old one?
It's an hour away.
Oh, that should be fine. What I would suggest is you so that you can actually, because I know you wanted to get leads in the new location, right? And if it's an hour away, you can actually have them, you can target that location, and then you can start getting leads from that area without you know, losing your address before, so that's totally fine. Google actually allows you to target locations as far as an hour and a half from your listed location or address.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool. So, let me see. So what is the next thing I'm trying to talk to you about? Okay, so the thing is, for Yelp, I'm trying to, so I updated my services, like places I'm servicing, the service location or whatever, to include like Pittsburgh, Bay Point, Concord, Walnut Creek. Those are the ones that we're over here now. And he said that's fine, but the moderators might come in, check my website, see that our home address is that it's still in San Francisco, and then they might like mess up my account. So I basically need to come in, change my website to say, you know, Pittsburgh or East Bay or something, so that the moderators don't like mess with my Yelp account. My question to you is, if I change my website to say, you know, Pittsburgh or East Bay or something, is Google gonna, like, is some Google moderator gonna come in and then make me re-verify? Or I feel like there's too many websites.
They won't.
And probably like be on it like that.
It's okay. They actually won't. As long as you're not changing your Google listing, they're not going to go ahead and ask for a verification.
Okay, cool. So I can go on, use the login credentials with you guys, go on my website, mm-hmm. put whatever I want, and it's not going to, Google's not going to, like, catch wind of it and mess with me.
Yes, absolutely. That's right.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure of that. And so I can put whatever I want as far as my ad, my service location, really, because I'm not on my website putting mm-hmm. my address. Nobody needs my address to go to my website. All they need to know is where I service. So.
Yes, that's correct. What right? I would suggest, make sure to keep the information that you still service the old location. And then you just update your service location and add, like, the location where you are right now.
Uh-huh. Okay. Perfect.
All right.
I think that answers all my questions. Sorry if that was kind of confusing. But thank you for fixing my login. And so if I try to log in with the old phone number and it doesn't work, then I'll just put the new phone number and it should work with the same password, my online, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, perfect. And then as far as you guys, you have my new phone number and mm-hmm. the address. It's fine. You guys have. Do you guys need my like mailbox address? Or I don't know if you guys send mail, but.
Because
do you have my
Let me see here. We actually don't make quite much updates, especially when it's hosting services only. And since we don't like publish your address, so. There's really, like, no need to go ahead and update it for now, unless you are, like, activating the SEO. Because if you are, then we need to update the address here because we'll be managing, again, the Google listing. So it has to be updated.
Okay. Well, that's fine. But I guess we're good. As long as you guys can call me if you need to, that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Okay, cool. Well, it was nice talking with you.
All right. Thank you so much as well for your time. If you have further questions, please do not hesitate to call us here.
Okay. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thanks for the channel. You too. Please enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
Thanks.